This is Dr. Samuel Roy, Tegan Cleveland from Esther Hilburn, last principal H-I-L-B-U-R-N, principal E-S-T-H-E-R. Today's date is 10/23/2012. Patient is a 94-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint number one of mitral regurgitation, tracheal regurgitation, moderate aortic stenosis. Number two, patient is sleeping a lot. Number three, on 8/21/2012, she had a hemoglobin A1C was 8.6. Number four, she is status post-fall. Number five, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number six, carotid disease. Number seven, uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Number eight, congestive heart failure compensated. Number 9, coronary disease, status post MI, 2002. Number 10, status post CABG. Number 11, hyperlipidemia. Number 12, debility. Patient is deconditioned. Patient is a 94-year-old white female in no acute distress. Comes to the clinic with sugars of in the 150 range. She checks her sugars once a day. She has nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, vertigo, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria, melanomatichesia, diet constipation, a sore throat, ear, nose, no focal motor sensitive deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, no polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia, no polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia, no helical intolerance. Patient lives in a house. Her nephew goes by and checks on her. She gets Meals on Wheels. A few weeks ago, patient fell while she was getting out of bed, could not get up. When she fell, patient was found by nephew. Patient apparently had gotten out of bed at around 8:30 in the a.m. Patient with a history of hypoglycemia. Family is agreeable in stopping her Amaryl and giving her Januvia and Metformin. Patient is stable. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. No frequency of dysuria. For further recommendations, see clinic note and chart. I'm going to get her home health. Diagnosis is going to be at risk for falls, diabetes mellitus uncontrolled, debility, bilateral carotid disease, peripheral vascular disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease. We'll try to get home health per Alpha Care, discuss this with the family, period. We'll try to get blood work, Chem 12 CBC through the home health, period. We'll also get OTPT for home health. We'll also have an aide come by and check on the patient routinely, period. Patients have continued with her current medications. She's to walk only with a walker. We're going to continue her aspirin. I'm going to continue her metformin. I'm going to give her hypoglycemic precautions. She's to continue her metoprolol. It's been stable. She's not denies any indigestion, sour stomach, belching, burping, gas. I'm going to continue her Pravacol. Recommended low-salt, low-cholesterol diet. She's tolerating the Pravacol well, quite well. No myalgias, arthralgias, or leg pains or aches or muscle aches. This is Dr. Samuel Roy, Dictin Complicated Clinic. Note from Ms. Esther Hilburn, last is spelled H-I-L-B-U-R-N. First is spelled E-S-T-H-E-R, E-R, end of dictation.